Random House Audio presents S is for Silence by Sue Grafton. Read for you by Judy Kay. Chapter 1. Liza. Saturday, July 4th, 1953. When Liza Mellencamp thinks about the last time she ever saw Violet Sullivan, what comes most vividly to mind is the color of Violet's Japanese silk kimono, a shade of blue that Liza later learned was called cerulean, a word that wasn't even in her vocabulary when she was 14 years old. A dragon was embroidered in satin stitch across the back, its strange dog-shaped face and arched body picked out in lime green and orange. Flames twisted from the dragon's mouth in curling ribbons of blood red. That last night, she'd arrived at the Sullivan's house at 6 o'clock. Violet was going out at 6:15, and as usual, she wasn't dressed and hadn't done her hair. The front door was open, and as Liza approached, Baby, Violet's 3-month-old buff-colored Pomeranian, started yapping in a shrill little doggy voice while she pawed at the screen, punching holes here and there. She had tiny black eyes and a black button nose and a small pink bow affixed to her forehead with stickum of some kind. Someone had given Violet the dog less than a month before, and she developed a fierce attachment to it, carrying the dog around in a big straw tote. Liza disliked Baby, and twice when Violet left the dog behind, Liza put her in the coat closet so she wouldn't have to listen to her.